This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Deadly wildfires continue to ravage portions of the United States of California, Washington, and Oregon. The fires are so massive, smoke has settled over East Coast cities like New York and Washington. Oregon is considered the most concentrated fire hotspot, with the governor asking President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the state. That would allow for additional federal resources. President Trump had already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. Oregon emergency management officials said some 16 people remain missing. 8 people have been confirmed dead. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help firefighters contain the fires and clear the air of smoke. Hurricane Sally uprooted trees, flooded streets, and cut power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses Wednesday as the powerful storm brought, quote, historic and catastrophic, end quote, flooding to the Alabama-Florida coast in the United States. Some parts of the Gulf Coast have already been inundated with more than 18 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. The U.S. Justice Department has charged 5 Chinese residents and 2 Malaysian businessmen in connection with cyber intrusions in recent years involving a wide range of businesses, companies, and people. At a Justice Department news conference, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen explains exactly how it all works.
The Chinese hackers compromised software providers, software that providers around the world had, and modified the provider's code to install backdoors that enabled further hacks against the software provider's customers.
The alleged hacking effort from early 2014 until August 2020 targeted thousands of computers. This is VOA News.